T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's been a tough stretch, and I was really, really pleased and proud of his effort. I mean, the work he's continued to do and stayed steadfast with the work and being an honest self-evaluator, what he needs to improve upon. He went out there and he threw strikes. First pitch strike set everything up. Fastball command followed. He threw the curveball for strikes, landed it, and threw it out of the zone for chase. He actually used his slider and his changeup. It was basically a sketch from what we saw the first 2 months of him. One walk and 7 strikeouts, I think, on the night. It was a very strong performance.
Did you see that Arrieta was able to do, especially in the big spots there? It seems like he's able to make pitches when he needed to.
Yeah, he's recreated himself with the situation he's in. He shows that he's still able to pitch. And the changeup's a bigger pitch for him now. He still got command of that two-seamer that he can run in on the right-handers, run it off the plate and back over the inside part to the left-handers. We weren't able to push him much when we got on base. We were able to steal a couple bases, put ourselves in scoring position. The big opportunity got away from us in the sixth. But he did. He made pitches and got outs when he had to.
How about Richard before the game, 7 weeks without a run?
Well, I think when you start off early in the season, whether there's some, it's going to run out. It's, he's been good for us. He'll continue to be good for us. And tonight was kind of a little snapshot, too, of what we've had challenges with for the most part on our pitching side of things. You know, the walks have become problematic. He even had a walk sandwiched in between the left-handers. One got a hard base hit, and the other one, a softer version of the left-hander, hit a ball through the shift, Miller. To start things off, but the two walks, we've continued to find ways to put guys on base without swinging the bat, which is challenges, put us in bad spots. But Richard had, that's a heck of a run, and unfortunately, it did come to an end.
Clint, what can you do about throwing strikes? I mean, obviously you're not going to stand there and screen throw strikes, like that's not what they're trying to do, but how do you sort of approach just
they've all done it before. You show them before. You show them the deliveries when they're consistent, when they're repeating their deliveries, where their release points are. Sometimes it can be body language as early as in the setup. We're hunting everything. Pitch with conviction can also help. You know, when you're attacking, you're trying to deliver the ball through the catcher, not just get it to the catcher, not just get it to the glove. So there's different topics that you have, or you look where they're missing, when they're missing. And sometimes that leads you, whether they're snatching balls and pulling them to the glove side or maybe they're just not getting squared up and it's finished arm side. So we've had a little bit of all of it going on that we're working on right now.
With the prick at bat against you, 13 pitches, 9 fouls, just how tough is it to have that outcome within inches, given as much as he did out of that?
It's a hard one to swallow. But the game demands, execution. It demands performance. And whether we got there on time or not, at the end of the day, they said we didn't get there on time. And to foul off all the pitches, it's just a battle. It's the great thing about sport. It can be the sad thing about sport, the hard thing about sport. But the opportunity to compete is what keeps you fueled and going. And when you come out on the short end, it usually keeps that fire lit for the next one.
Is this a development today with Trevor not being able to go tomorrow?
Is it what?
Is it a development today that you went with Trevor?
Probably from last night into today. Musgrove will move up. I think that was announced to you guys. Take the start tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.